You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a wonderful, wonderful show with a great in-studio guest for you today. Really looking forward to our interview today. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day. But actually, even before we get to the quotes of the day, I just wanted to remind everybody tuning in on the Facebook live stream or on talkradio.nyc that you can see me, your conscious consultant, speaking this weekend, Sunday, April 22nd, at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown. And you can find out all about that at awakenfair.com. Please check it out. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. It's been going on for a number of years now. They do it twice a year, once in Tarrytown, once in Manhattan. But it's a wonderful show. So I will be speaking there with my dear friend Lydia Belton. You also know her as Dr. Tranquility, talking about, you know, how to use podcasting to build your brand and your business, and you know, how to get the PR to help you build all that. So a great, great show. Let me stop the buzzing on my phone. So let's get started with our quotes of the day. First, from the universe. Let's see what the universe has in store for us today. Nice job helping rise the sun this morning. The colors over Fiji were especially impressive. The warming of the Adriatic was right on time. A few Egyptians up early enough even wondered if Ra wasn't back at the helm. The hungry child in Mongolia said to say hi. The sad monk in Tibet, thanks for the laugh. The realtor in Minnesota asked, are you sure about the farmer's market? The dancer in Rome, don't tell a soul. And the sage in Djibouti, you have exactly what it takes to live each day in my authentic nature. Tell me, any correct recollection of all your otherworldly to-ings and fro-ings yet? Or are we still pretending you're just mortal? Ah, if you only knew the universe. Our encouraging quote from Mike Dooley in the universe, trying to remind us that we're actually much, much more than we realize. And that, you know, while to our senses, we seem to be this mere mortal body living here on this planet, walking the earth, that our spirits actually are much greater and we soar much higher. So yes, keep in mind that there are miracles happening around the world and we are the cause of all of it. All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Take the time to line up the energy first, and action becomes inconsequential. If you don't take the time to line up the energy, if you don't find the feeling place of what you're looking for, not enough action in the world will make any difference. Abraham. Now, this is a really, really important quote. And this is one that I've had others kind of similar from Abraham about this on the show before. And I really want people to get it. And that is that a lot of what Abraham's teachings are about, it's about lining up, quote unquote, our vibration. And if that's too woo-woo for you, your energy, your mental focus, your clarity. When we line up what it is that we're looking to bring into our lives, what it is that we're trying to create, when we take the time to sit and really contemplate and put ourselves into that moment where we have what it is we're desiring, when we're in the middle of this amazing stuff happening, and we feel it viscerally in our bodies, and we feel the joy of what it's going to feel like to be in the middle of it, that when we bother to take a moment to actually do that first, then the action we take will just naturally flow in the right direction. So much more so than if we're acting, doing, and we haven't taken the time to sit down and really meditate and really put ourselves into the energy of that. You want an amazing relationship with a significant other? What does that feel like? What does that look like? What are you wearing? Where do you go? What do you do on a day like today? Picture it. Feel it in your body. You know, add all the juicy bits to the visualization so that you really get it. And then what will happen is your energy will naturally attract that other person. You want to be a millionaire? Great. Do you know what a millionaire does every day? Do you know what it feels like to be a millionaire? When you look in your bank account, how do you feel? You know, when you go out to breakfast, what do you order? Right? Line up your energy with all those things. And in some ways, Abraham says, you know what? Just doing that act that allows ourselves to feel so good, because why do we want any of these things, is basically just because it makes us feel good. So if we just go through the motions and go through the acts of feeling good, of lining up as if we already have it, that it's almost inconsequential whether we ever get it or not. Those things are merely excuses to help us to raise our energy and to feel great in our bodies and in our lives. So one of the really important parts is if you keep taking action, but you don't take a moment ahead of time to really line up your energy before you take the action, you're going to be meeting so much resistance and so much that's pulling you back. You're going to feel like, why am I taking all this action and nothing seems to be working? But if you line up your energy first, if you embody the energy of what it is you're trying to create first, then when you take the action, it's going to flow so easy. It's much less effort. It's much more joyful, and things will happen much more fluidly. So, two amazing quotes, again, from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. We'll have, of course, our two more quotes next week. And again, I think actually pretty apropos for our guests today. And it is my pleasure now to welcome to the show author and internationally known speaker, Charlie Harary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Charlie? Charlie is an author and a speaker sought out for his lectures, seminars, and keynote addresses on business intelligence, performance management, and personal empowerment. He's the senior director of capital markets at XRX Realty, a multi-billion dollar real estate company based in New York City. So you see, this guy's no slouch, okay? He hosts his own weekly radio show on NSN Radio Network, and he has his Unlocking Greatness podcast. Charlie is also an adjunct clinical professor of management and entrepreneurship at the Sims School of Business at Yeshiva University. He received his JD from Columbia Law School, where he was awarded the James Kent Scholar and Harlan Fisk Stone Scholar. Wow. See, this guy's smart. And he likes to say you have all the resources you need to succeed. He is the author of Unlocking Greatness, The Unexpected Journey from the Life You Have to the Life You Want. He believes that everything you need in order to achieve your dreams is already inside you. The key to realizing your full potential starts by tapping into the astonishing ability of your brain by understanding its neuroplasticity. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Charlie.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be here. Appreciate
it. It's a pleasure to have you. So I always like to start off to give my audience a little bit of background. Is this your first book?
Yes.
It is your first
book. Yeah.
So what kind of like triggered you to say like, ooh, I think I want to write a book?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, this is a decade in the making for me. Wow. I started my life as an attorney here down in New York, and right. I remember one night, and I was married, I had a young child, and it was just a lot, you know, everything just totally coming at you at once, and I was struggling a little bit trying to fit it all together, and one night I got advice from someone that really changed my life. The person I asked for life advice, he said, Charlie, a lot of people work in their lives, and not a lot of people work like on their lives.
Yeah.
Do both. Yeah. And I was like, what does that even mean? And that was it. That was all I got. You know? There was no commentary. It was like, good luck.
Good luck.
So I was like, okay. So it really started me down a path of trying to find wisdom in every way that I can find it, and then trying to put it together in some narrative that I could use in my life. And you do that for a few years, and you share an idea with somebody, end up speaking at this lecture, and then ultimately end up teaching at a business school. And what happened was over time, people started coming and asking again and again. And I said, you know what? I keep on repeating the same stuff. So how about this? Read these first few lines. I'm like, you know what? I should read more. And then I started writing more and more. And I'm thinking, you know what? At some point, why not just put it into a book? And then you do even more research and find out a little more. You fill in the lines a little bit. And that's how the book became.
Cool. So I'm curious, what were like some of those questions that you kept hearing over and over again that you had to keep repeating that same answer to people about?
You know, a lot of it comes down to the first question of the book, which is this perpetual lack of satisfaction that people have. This is like what's, I think, plaguing our generation in many ways. Yeah. We live in a time where, I mean, there is challenge in the world, but we live in a time where, for the most part, war, poverty, all the things that really defined previous generations and had them focused on survival is sort of, in many ways, much more limited now. Yeah. And people are looking around going, wait a second. I get everything I want. I have enough money to live. I've got the whole world on my palm. I got entertainment. Why am I not like jumping for joy? Like, what's wrong with me? Why am I perpetually unsatisfied? That question is, in my opinion, the most pervasive question that people have.
Yeah.
And it's what really got me down this path to try to figure it out.
Wow. That's so beautiful. And it so reminds me of the story, and I've told it once or twice before on the show, of this meeting I went to once. It was a Sixth Sense meeting. It was in the vein of Sonia Choquette, for those who know her. And this woman had just come back from India, and she had stayed in an ashram for a few weeks. And then, like, her last weekend, she was in, I forget if it was Bombay or Delhi, at like, you know, some fancy hotel for just the weekend before coming back. And she goes out on the veranda, and she looks down, and she sees, you know, a slum, basically. Because in India, it's like the slums are right up against, you know, these five-star resorts. And she looks around and she sees, you know, this poverty, kids playing in the dirt and stuff. She's like, oh, I wish there was so much more I could do for them, if I had more money, if I could do. And then she like stopped. And then she looked and really, really looked at the scene. And she said what she saw was a grandmother and a grandfather holding each other. You know, kids playing in the dirt, but they were laughing and they were happy. And a mother, you know, carrying her baby while washing her clothes, singing. And she noticed there was so much joy from these people. And she thought to herself, shame on me for thinking that, you know, I need to come here to fix these things, to fix these people. Look at this happiness. They have the happiness that most people back in the United States would kill for, that we have all this stuff and we don't have the happiness.
Yeah.
And so it's really not the things that make us happy, is it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, as you go through getting more stuff, you have a harder chance of being happy.
Yeah.
We bought into this world of consumption leads to happiness.
Right.
And it starts when we're young, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you're little, go do this, go do that, sit in this classroom, get this grade. We find ourselves in little societies and people tell us, do these things. Yeah. And then when we do them, we wake up one morning and go, wait, I got all this stuff now. I've checked every box you've told me to.
Right.
Why am I not happy for? And the answer is because we're not going in the right direction.
Right. Exactly. So just a quick shout out to some of my viewers on the Facebook live stream. Jonathan, Chuck. Ooh, I can't see the others. Okay. But anyway, we're going to take a quick book. Ooh, Lucinda, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. If you guys are enjoying this so far, we're just getting started. Please share the video and tell your friends all about it. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about Charlie, and we're going to get into the book. So please stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I see lots more people on the Facebook live stream. Sorry, my phone isn't showing me all your names, but thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate you. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. Remember, type in your questions if you have any in the comments field of the Facebook live video, and I'll ask Charlie, or I'll answer it, or who knows? Chaos, pandemonium will ensue. Okay, so people started asking you these questions, like, why aren't I happy? Why do I feel unfulfilled? You know, why do I have all these things yet still my heart aches? The journey of actually writing the book, like, once you finally started to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to start putting this stuff down so I don't have to keep repeating myself all the time, I can just hand them a book. What was the hardest part about just getting started?
The hardest part about getting started, and in many cases, the questions that came to me, the questions you mentioned are sophisticated. They weren't even that sophisticated. The question that came to me was like, how do I make more money? Right? How do I have a better marriage? Okay. Like, how do I just get further down the race of which I was put in?
Right.
And I kept on trying to get to them like, no, you're asking the wrong question. Like,
right.
It's not the race, right? You're missing
right.
The more you try to get your spouse to do what you want to do, you're just going down the wrong road in marriage.
Right.
And what I found myself is no one was buying it because nobody saw the picture. Everyone was stuck in the details. Everyone was like waiting for me to get through like the deep stuff so that I can give them like the 2-second answer to help them, like, you
they
know,
they want the soundbite.
And they want, you know, just so they can get to the corner office or get the wife or get the kid, whatever the thing I want. And whether it's even bigger or smaller, we're all in pursuit of what we want.
Right.
And it wasn't until I was able to present to them the larger picture that they realized, hey, wait a second. Maybe what I'm really getting at is something deeper. And what I found when I started writing the book, and this is great advice for anyone writing anything, mm-hmm. is that whenever you sit down to do anything in life, you automatically are critical of what you're about to do. I am not enough is part of our lives, right? Yeah. Brene Brown speaks about it. This is what it means to be a human being. If you think that you're enough from a place, if you will, of I got this, we got problems, right? It's healthy for people to have a little bit of self-doubt because it's in that self-doubt that they can start try to find deeper parts of themselves. But what's really important for me was that at first, I couldn't allow that self-doubt to creep in. I had to just do everything that I could. I had to put it all down. I had to throw the clay out on the table for me to then say, okay, should I carve this? Should I say this? Do I have to go deeper here? Yeah. And so at first it was the narrative. And what I tried to do in this book in particular is to really bring three different disciplines in. Okay. I tried to go down into the brain science and really delve down to like a research brain and try to go into the spirituality of it, the way I saw it. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to get to like the practical use. Because lots of times, when, at least when I was doing the research, I got one of them. And I was always sort of struggling. But you have to sort of create a narrative to connect the three, right? And that was really what I struggled the most in.
I see. And so you actually did do a ton of research in writing this book, didn't you? I mean, you talk about a lot of different things across many different ideas, and you have a tendency to also like really illustrate it. What did you learn that surprised you in doing all that research? Was there anything that kind of came across that when you saw it, you was like, oh my God, really? Oh, I got to tell people about that.
Mostly it was really two things that really shocked me. One was the level of power our brains have, right? Most of us walk around and they think when in between their ears is a beat up used car. That if I didn't get an A in like eighth grade means I'm dumb.
Right.
What we have inside every one of us is a F-16. And nobody knows it. Mm-hmm. And it's the biggest, I find, it's the saddest thing that we have today. Mm-hmm. The brain is so much more powerful than anyone knows, unless you're in neuroscience and you're studying it 24/7. And when I started to delve into it, I'm like, holy cow, it can regenerate itself. Yeah. Your thoughts create your structure. You can change, your focus can change how you feel. Like, so much of our brain is in our control that if people would really, really get it, they would wake up in the morning and go, I'm just so pumped to use this thing. Like, holy cow, I get to use it for another day? Like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and even like the study of epigenetics. I don't remember if you touched upon it or not, but you know that actually our energy and our focus and our experiences can actually determine the expression of our genes and what's going to come out afterwards. I mean, that, it's literally we can reprogram ourselves. It is not hardwired in.
Right. Absolutely. You can reprogram yourself. If you can focus on things, if you can understand neuroplasticity, which we go through in the book, if you can fully understand how your brain works, you can reprogram your life. It may take time, but it's fine. It's time worth spent.
Right. So let's get into neuroplasticity a little bit. So I've heard about it, you know, for years and years, and I think most people maybe have a general understanding but don't really understand it that much. It's like if one part of your brain gets damaged, whatever functioning that part was doing, actually other parts of the brain will pick it up and start to do those things. But what are the implications of that?
So the concept of neuroplasticity is what changes your brain. Your brain is built on basically billions of interconnected neurons. So for example, when I was a little kid, the reason why I can look at this and say cup is not because I was born a genius in English, right? It's because when I was very little, my mom looked at me and said, Charlie, cup. And in my brain, this picture and this made up word was fired, and there was a thin neurological connection that connected the two. And I lived in America, so I heard this a million more times.
Right.
So in my head, if you'd almost look in my head, you would see a connection between the word and the object. You wake me up in the middle of the night and put this out in front of me, I'm not buying a vowel. I'm not Googling it. I know it's a cup.
Right.
Every time you have a thought, the thoughts create thin neurological connections. Have it again and again and again, and it gets stronger. Which means your thoughts are what shape your brain. Mm-hmm. When your thoughts are reinforced, it becomes part of your brain structure. So the reason why people are walking around with their habits and insecurities and their thoughts is mostly because they were put in a world and something happened around them and they made connections.
Right.
But that means that if you realize that, you can create new connections. You can have new thoughts. Right. You can focus on new things. And then over time, that literally becomes your brain. So if somebody wants to be more positive, let's say, right? And they grew up in an environment where everyone's negative and everything, and they can't break out of that. Once they understand that all that negativity is not them, it's just brain structure.
Right.
If they would change their thoughts and they would focus on, like I tell people all the time, you want to be positive? Fake it till you make it. Give me 30 minutes a day of total positivity. Don't try to change your life. If for 30 minutes a day you're like totally positive, what will happen is your brain will create new connections. And over the course of a period of time, it'll feel more natural to be positive. You can learn new skills. You can learn new languages.
It'll become a habit.
It'll become a habit. And your brain structure, your brain will literally regenerate itself. And that concept means that whatever's in front of you doesn't have to be dictated by what was behind you.
Exactly.
And that's
our past does not equal our future, does it?
Exactly. And
the interesting thing is you can do this at any stage of your life. It doesn't matter whether you're 18 or 80, you can still change and reshape those neurological connections. And a lot of it has to do with also the meaning that we place on things. You know, this happened when I was 5 years old, therefore mommy doesn't love me, therefore I'm not a good human being. You know, we carry that with us throughout our whole life until we recognize it and see it. And then when we shift and change that meaning in that story, we can change everything around that, can't
Exactly. Absolutely. And in fact, what people don't realize is that, let's take the example of the five-year-old, right? The five-year-old comes home, let's say, with a test, and mommy says, what? Where are the rest of my points? This isn't a grade. Your sister is so much smarter than you, right? So now you say, mommy thinks I'm dumb, okay? You go through your life. What people don't realize is that it's not the five-year-old moment that's really hurting you. It's that every time you rethink of that story, the connections get stronger. So you're actually at 20, at 18, at 30, at 40, you're actually reinforcing the story again and again and again. Once you realize, wait a second, first of all, mommy didn't mean I was done. And second of all, my brain is constantly regenerating itself. You stop and go, I got to create, I'm not fighting my five-year-old self. I'm just creating new neuroplasticity. And when you redo that and rethink this way, even if you fake it, that's one of the greatest there's so many misconceptions that we have today. One is that when you're a kid, you can learn. You know, like when you're a kid, somehow
learning
like,
a language is easy.
Somehow like, you know, after 18, you can't learn anything, right? You got to get out of the world and then you're dumb, right? Then like whatever you have, you have. Had you majored in it when you were like a kid, that's all made up nonsense, right? Like, yes, when you're younger, it's easier because you don't have other things to do, but your brain doesn't stop working when you're 18.
The
idea that you can constantly change what you think. And the second thing that I think is another thing that people mistake is that if it doesn't feel authentic, it's not me. Everything that you're changing is going to feel inauthentic.
Authentic at first.
At first.
Because you haven't, you're not used to it. It's a new habit.
And so what people get stuck on is they say, okay, I'm a positive person. They start being positive and then they feel negative. They go, I'm not really positive because it's not me. And what they don't realize is that they are a spirit, an intangibleness that's not their brain. You see, you tell somebody that you're not your abs, they get it. That's why they go to the gym. You tell someone you're not your brain and they go, what do you mean? That's the difference.
Because there's so much of an identification of this is me, this is who I am. But people don't realize that we're much more fluid than we give ourselves credit for. Wonderful. Okay. It's time for us to take our next break. When we come back, let's get into sort of some practical stuff of like, okay, so how do we apply this knowledge? Now that we know this, how do we take it and like, you know, working at the realty company or as a lawyer, you know, how does that change your life? And of course, if anybody wants to call in and ask your own questions, the call-in number is 877-480-4120 or comment on the Facebook Live stream. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com. So
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of the Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics, including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Charlie Hariri, author of Unlocking Greatness, if you guys can see this on the Facebook live stream, The Unexpected Journey from the Life You Have to the Life You Want. Just a quick shout out to our peeps on the Facebook live stream. Lucinda, thank you so much for sharing the video. Mark, yes, dear old friend from high school, from Bronx Science. This is Charlie Hariri. He says, he's amazing. Great motivational speaker.
Thank you.
And my friend Todd, thank you for the Facebook live stream.
Appreciate
you guys
that,
are all great. Okay, so our brains are soft and plastic and malleable, and our thoughts and our focus can help to shape how we feel, how we do things. You're in your realty company. Things are blowing up one day. How do you apply this to the day-to-day world?
So that's a great question. And one thing that the next step, so to speak, is that once you get how your brain works, the question is, where do you want to take it? Right. And that's really the game.
Right.
And most people say, okay, if my brain works, then how do I get more stuff? And this is really everyone who gets tripped up now.
Yeah.
Because people think that I'm going to feel something when I either hit a certain level of competence, mm-hmm. right? Mastery. People mm-hmm. think I'm good. Mm-hmm. Or people are going to look at me and give me attention.
Mm-hmm.
What really moves humanity in many cases is either feeling like you're the best or everyone looking at you and saying, wow, that's great, right?
Attention, or some kind of reward,
something. And this is how we grew up, right?
Yep.
We grew up in our societies. They give us little symbols of success, right?
Yeah.
Grades, yeah. Trophies, letters after our name, and we look for those.
Right.
And if you go your whole life and use your brain just to get more stuff, you'll get stuff and you'll be unsatisfied.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't realize that you got this intangible thing inside you and you have to nourish that.
Yes.
This is only here to help you get to this,
yes,
right? It's helping you get inside.
Yeah.
And if you can't get inside, what's the point of having it?
Right.
Inside is a choice that you make every day. When you pursue significance, which everybody wants,
mm-hmm.
do you pursue it by taking or by serving?
Mm-hmm.
When you come into a room, are you trying to get from somebody,
right,
or are you trying to give to somebody?
Right.
When you live in a world they tell you, get, you're like, oh no, if I get stuff, then I'll have stuff. It's exactly right. The story you told over about the woman in India. Am
yes.
I trying to get something? Or am
right.
I trying to just see somebody for who they are? And I realize, right. Wait a second, it's not the stuff, right?
Right.
It's not the stuff.
The stuff is merely an excuse.
Exactly. Stuff is only there to help you give more,
yeah.
to help you serve better.
Right.
Am I connecting to you so that you look at me and give me attention? Or am I connecting to you because my connection to you is for you because I have something to add to your life?
Mm.
Wherever you are in life, if you start to shift what you do from the place of taking to giving, you start to tap into your soul.
Yeah.
And when you start to live in that space, you align your mind and your soul, your life starts to change.
Right.
Because you can't control the world if
right.
you're taking from it.
Ah. And it's not, and it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. And you don't have to beat yourself up because it takes, you know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years. I mean, look how long it took us to get to where we are right now. It takes a little while to get there.
Right.
And we're so programmed to be focused on like achievement and goals that we forget that it's actually about being joyful on the journey along the way. I've talked about this many times on the show, that instead of focusing so much on the goals, why don't we focus on living life joyfully on the journey? Because that's where we spend most of our time. The accomplishment comes, we get the gold watch, great, it's fun for 15 seconds, and then it's like, okay, what's next? And we're never really present to what's going on right here, right now.
Right. In fact, that's why in the book, the subtitle is The Unexpected Journey. And in fact, the last story, the way I open the final chapter is I tell a story about my family. I took my family down to North Carolina once, and we planned a whole trip for them. We were going to stop here, restaurants, this, that. And we're going to end up in a hotel. But it was a whole road trip for the family. Right. I turned the corner, no joke, and I'm sure everyone who's got five-year-olds would agree with me. We turned the corner. Hey, Dad, we there yet? I'm like, oh, no, this isn't happening. I'm like, no, honey, classic. We're not there yet. 5 minutes. Yeah. Now, I'm like, we're going to North Carolina. We live in Long Island. You know what I'm saying?
Like, got a little bit longer.
And I'm thinking to myself, that five-year-old, unless he gets this is a journey, it's going to be painful the whole way to the hotel.
Yeah.
That's our life.
Yeah.
Right? They throw a carrot and go, hey, you want to really feel good? This is the office. This is the grade. This is the this. This is the that. This is the marriage. This is the stuff. Right. And we go, okay, I want that stuff. Unless we realize that it's not about the stuff. It's about the journey.
Right.
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to get there and realize that we got there by stepping over people along the way and not having it.
Wow. Oh, great comment on the Facebook live stream. Lucinda says, I'm so glad we're creating a community, choosing to pause for inspiration, then choose my inspired thoughts over autopilot programs generated long ago under suspected perceptions. My experience is that EFT supports an inspired life. Yes, EFT is a powerful tool. And yeah, it's like taking that moment. We are that five-year-old child. You know, are we there yet? We're living in the future, right? Instead of living in the present of what's going on right now.
Right. And this is something that we speak about in the book as well. We live our lives and we sort of bought into the idea of multitasking, right? We live our lives, and what happens is everywhere we are, we're in 100 places. You get into any room, and within 10 seconds, you have a conversation with somebody. Their eyes, they're thinking, you talk to them on the phone. They're like, what else can I do with the phone?
Right.
And we wonder, like, why we're not more successful. And we think it's because of this or that or because when I was young. No, the reason why we're not more successful is because we're not anywhere, ever.
Right.
We're not fully anywhere because we're so scared to miss it. And we don't realize that we're not missing anything.
Right.
You know where it is?
Yeah, fear of missing out, right? FOMO.
Everyone's got FOMO for nothing.
Right.
And by the way, with all the great that we have with the phones, it only accelerates FOMO by like by a million.
Absolutely.
Because someone's doing something somewhere, right?
Right.
And always. And they take the picture and you're like, wow, they look amazing. They didn't realize that was like 40 pictures that they took and they picked the best one, right?
Or like, you know, you see, one friend's they're on a trip to Bali. Oh, this one's in Florida. This one's here. This one's there. Oh my God, everybody else is traveling but me. And they don't realize, that's probably like their one trip for the year.
Exactly.
Just like you have your one trip for the year.
Right.
It's just that everyone takes their trip at a different time.
Right. I was once talking to someone. I'll never forget this. And that person was saying how like they had no control over their kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she shows me this picture of like this family on vacation and the kids are all sitting around. And I'm like, you think that was the first take? You
know what I'm saying? Like,
that took 100 takes and ice cream favors and punishments.
Yeah. Like,
it's a picture on Instagram. So what ends up happening is we live our lives and our brains are everywhere and our souls are constantly sitting in the corner being like, no. Just nourish me. Nourish me.
How do you nourish me?
Be here and think to yourself one thing. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then the book, I have a story about my friend Dave, who's basically one of the reasons why I wrote the book, who's perpetually unsatisfied. He's a banker from New York. He's got a great job, wonderful wife, good kids. And, you know, he's like, and I said to him, you know what? Do this one thing for me. And even as I say it, people are like, I'm like, dude, whenever you feel bad, whenever it is, do one random act of kindness. And he gives me the look like, oh, here we go. Like, that's going to help. Like, fine. So he calls me up one day. I'll never forget this. He says to me, I got into it with my boss. I come running down the street and I'm at the subway station. And I come to the station, I run down the stairs, and I look behind me, and there's a woman with a stroller and a baby. Everything's overflowing, and she's like lost, right? How's she getting down the stairs? And it's New York, like there's like buzzing. And I stop, and I walk up the stairs, and I grab the bottom of the carriage, and she gave me a look like, thank you so much. And he said to me, for the 1 minute it took to go from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom of the stairs, he's like, I never felt that joyous that whole day. And I'm like, welcome to living with your soul.
Yeah.
You give and you start realizing, wait a second, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And we keep on counting chips and wondering when it's coming back and yada, yada, yada. It ain't coming back. Yeah. It'll come back when it's supposed to come back.
Right, right.
It's all about shifting your mind, focusing on what's right, living with your soul, and staying in the present.
Right.
And when you do that, you unlock what's inside.
Yeah.
There's nothing. We live thinking that you want. If you want to be great, greatness is up there. You know where greatness is? On the screen. You see that person with the gold medal? you see the guy? You see the person with 1,000 Facebook likes? Yeah. That's greatness, right?
Yeah.
We don't realize that greatness ain't becoming.
Yes.
Greatness is revealing.
Yeah.
We got it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We got it. We just got to figure out how to get it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's counterintuitive.
So this actually is all a very spiritual message, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all spiritual. The body is only there as a vessel to the spiritual.
Right. But when someone picks up a book that says Unlocking Greatness, you know, they thinking they're going to get strategy and they're going to get, you know, business plans and things like that. And then they read this and they get kind of this spiritual stuff. Do you get any pushback on that? Do you get some people who are like, oh, my God, what is this guy, nuts?
No, not at all. In fact, I think that what ends up happening is, and this is why I did it this way, for those that are looking for strategy, I have enough science and strategy in there that they'll be like, okay, I got it. And if they want to, and people have, by the way, they read the book, they get to the brain part, they get to the spiritual part, they're like, nah, and they get to and that's their choice, right? You have enough in there to pick and choose.
Right.
But my goal in writing this book was not to have somebody accomplish and accumulate more stuff.
Right.
I didn't write a book to say, hey, let me help you win another rat race.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get people to realize that the brain and the body can be used better, but should be used for a greater purpose.
Mm.
And that greater purpose is to create a greater vessel for what's the intangible, because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting because I do hear this conversation coming up more and more that it seems like people, the consciousness of people in the world in general or in society in general, are a little bit more open than in the past for hearing this kind of thing, like, hey, it's more than just about us. You know, we have a show on the network. It's all about nonprofits. And one of the things that always amazes me is, like, once a year, there's this big report about how nonprofits are doing. And, like, there is, like, over $1 trillion given to nonprofit causes, more than ever has been given before. And people are looking to give back and looking to help. And meanwhile, like, some people think, oh, the world's worse than it's ever been. People are more greedy, more selfish. It's not that way, is it?
No, it's not. And in fact, what's happening to us is that as we start to move away from survival, right, and as we start to live in a world of more abundance, you have a greater divide. You have some people saying, wow, there's this much abundance. Let me get hooked and get more abundance. And they live in the world of taking. Then you have people going, wait a second. I got a lot of stuff, right? The good old days of if I would just have this, I'd be happy are gone.
Right, right.
Now you can have a real moment and go, I got enough. Why am I not? And they start to pursue greater methods, better methods of spirituality. And it's starting from a societal perspective to give people the ability to say, I'm going to start looking inside and deeper because my material needs are met. And I can look over and say, those people who have everything, why do I keep on reading back the fact that they're in rehab? Like, what's going on over here?
Right.
Maybe there's a different path. And it's starting, and it's only going to develop as time goes on.
Did you have this sort of spiritual side of you before you started doing all of this, and then this just helped you to confirm it? Or was the process of doing all this research and stuff help you to develop your spiritual side?
What's funny is that I always grew up in faith, right? I always grew up in a faith-based environment, and I went to a school that, you know, was a religious school, and I always had it. But when I had it growing up, I kind of felt like I had it, you know, sort of given to me. It was only until I got into the business world that I started to go back to it and say, wait a second, this stuff really matters. It's funny how when I grew up out of it a little bit and I got into the business world that I realized how valuable my faith was and my spirituality was, because if you don't have that and you're out in the world, it's much easier to get lost. That's when I started looking back and going, wow, I'm happy I grew up that way. I'm happy I have this knowledge because it means something more to me. And that's when it started to all sort of come together.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So it's kind of like you had that foundation. But, you know, sometimes when you grow up in some, you don't really appreciate it because you're so immersed with it to begin with. But then as you you get outside of it and you get to a different environment, then slowly but surely you begin to realize, oh, you know what? That foundation is really important. I'm glad I have it.
Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, time for us to take a last commercial break of the show. Ooh, more comments on the Facebook live stream. Yep, Ta says, yep, the body is awesome vehicle. It is the ultimate technology. We're driving around in a vehicle that is so beyond technology. You can't out-tech the human body. It is the only vehicle that can choose, that can house the mind, the heart, and the spirit at the same time. Pure awesome. Thank
Great
you,
one.
Ta.
Totally true.
Welcome to Steven to the live stream. Okay, so we're going to go out for a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out who inspires Charlie. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Charlie Hariri, author of the book Unlocking Greatness. Here it is for all you viewers on the Facebook live stream. The unexpected journey from the life you have to the life you want. So, Charlie, who, I mean, you're very inspirational. You do public speaking, you wrote a book. Who do you look for inspiration?
That's a great question.
Hold on one second.
Okay. I'm good. Oh, great question. You know, I find it in two types of people. Uh-huh. I find it in the people that are searching for wisdom, those that are not sort of content, sort of taking whatever information they got, but searching deeper wisdom, spiritual wisdom. I find people that live that life very inspiring. I find I get a lot of inspiration for those that push past their limitations. Whenever they have a limitation put on top of them, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, and the world says, this is where you are. Live with it. And they go, no, I'm going to fight. And those people, and from all types, right? Yeah, yeah. From those that are raising people with limitations, those that have them themselves, those that have to overcome challenges. When you see somebody fight past what society deems is a challenge too great for you and become something, that's the most inspiring thing to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It reminds me of a story I heard Tony Robbins talk about once. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he was, I think, a lawyer and a politician in the South. And he was like in a motorcycle accident. He had burns over 80% of his body. And then he was in a plane crash and he like lost his legs. And he was joking around in the hospital room with his friends. And he's like, oh, see that pretty nurse over there? I'm going to have a date with her by the end of the week. And he did. And they ended up like marrying. And like he ran, I forget if it was for like mayor or governor or senator, but he ran on the campaign, not just another pretty face, because, you know, his face was all scarred from the motorcycle accident and stuff. And like, this was a guy who just, you know, no matter what happened, he kept going, and he didn't see anything as too great a challenge to move forward.
Yeah. And that's, and that is available to everybody, right? And that's what we spoke about earlier, about this idea of the journey, where if you're going to buy the set of rules that societies give you, which is, if you're not here, then you're here. If you're not 16, you're like this. And it's only getting worse, by the way, because now you live in a world where, like, if you're not 22 and a billionaire, then your startup won't make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you live in a world, everyone wants to tell you the way it is. Right. And the more you believe someone else's version of your story, the more you will limit yourself and block. And in the book, we speak about this idea called the schema. You will literally block your mind from actually seeing the opportunity, literally. Meaning, as you believe someone else's story for you, the opportunity can come right in front of you, and your mind won't even digest it. Your mind won't process it. Yeah. It won't see it. And the more you stay in that journey, the more you stay in that moment, the more you dig into yourself and realize that you got something, and that your job in life is to give and to serve and to be happy along the way and be joyous, the more opportunities will come your way that you never thought possible, and the greater you will become in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's amazing how much we don't see. I know someone once told me, like, they did some study, and like, the brain can perceive something like 2 billion bits of information a second, but our consciousness only registers 2,000. It's like 1/1,000th of a percentage. So that these filters are created by all these stories that are made up, and it's all made up inside our head, aren't they?
Right. And in fact, it's exactly a good point. I dedicated a whole chapter in the book to this concept called schema by a man named Jean Piaget. And this is done in philosophy from Immanuel Kant. This idea is literally true. We walk around, and there are billions of bits of stimuli around us, and our brains can't process it. So what it does is it looks to what we know already. Right. It looks to our experiences.
Pattern
and our
matching.
Exactly. And when your belief is, I'm not going to have, your brain's like, oh, okay, that's good. I can work with that. Yeah. Let me show you why that's true.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how come someone else got it? And you're just like, it was in front of me too. Right?
I'd say that to people all the time. Our brains are like the Google search engine. Whatever you put into it, you're going to find the answer back. So if you ask yourself the question of, like, you know, why am I, you know, such a failure? It's going to come back and give you all the reasons why you're a failure. But if you give it a question like, how can this get any better? Then it's going to come up with, oh, this is how it can get better, and that's how it can get better.
Exactly.
And that, you know, whatever we feed our unconscious with, it's going to chug through and work on, like Google, and boom, it's going to shoot out all these possibilities.
Exactly. And the key, and you're exactly right, is that if the goal of all of it is me, you'll never feel fully satisfied. It matter how high you get, you can climb to the highest mountain. If all you've done in your whole life is feed your own desires, if the goal of it is you can do so little and feel so much.
Mark asks, if it's not too personal, regarding inspiration, who's your Rebbe?
Rabbi Weinberger.
Weinberger. Okay, there you go. Rabbi Weinberger. Okay, Mark. What's your biggest challenge today?
I think my biggest challenge is continuing to think this way. It's everyone's challenge. When you go, I know it in my head. I wrote about it. I researched it. It's living it.
Right.
And
it's getting it in your body.
Exactly. And that's everyone's challenge, right? You get an idea, you think about it. It makes sense. You register it. You hear this program. I hope someone gets some information. They go, that makes sense. They go back in their days. 3 hours later, they're like, where did I hear a program? Right.
Yeah.
And it's the idea of reinforcing and reinforcing and holding on. And to me, it all comes down to that fake it or make it half hour.
Right.
If you feel something, just don't try to change your whole life. Designate a half an hour, whatever it is of your day, and say, within this period of time, I'm living my ideal life. And we actually have a whole topic in here from a man named Daniel Goleman who speaks about that, where if you really want to tap into your inspiration, you got to live your ideal life. So for 1 hour, for half an hour, 15 minutes, unless you live it, it can be here your whole life, but it doesn't matter.
Right. You got to get it into your body.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as our brains are like amazing and super powerful mechanisms, it's only one part of us. We have a heart, we have a body, we have a soul, and using all of those four elements together. And I find actually working a lot with clients sometimes, it's easy for people to be all up in their heads.
Exactly.
It really is, especially in Western society. But getting them into their bodies, you know, here in this vehicle that we're driving around, that's the tough part,
right.
Especially into our hearts.
Yeah.
And you were talking before about, you know, giving and that how it has to be something outside of ourselves. That's getting us back into our heart space because that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah. And here's what everyone, and if you're out there, here's what's going to happen. You can't get it into your heart unless you pass a period where it is uncomfortable. Right? It makes sense. Step one. And then you start doing it. And then you know what ends up happening? You give to your wife and then she doesn't give back. And you're like, forget the whole thing. Right? You give to your clients. Right, you're not getting any money.
Right.
You got to be a little bit uncomfortable. And I always say, if it's on my Twitter page, greatness is the product of deliberate discomfort. Right? You got to go through discomfort if you want to get over the other side.
Everything that you want is outside your comfort zone.
Exactly.
All right, Charlie, it's been wonderful having you. How can people find you, get a hold of you? What's your social media handles? What's your website? All that good stuff.
Sure. So my name, charlieharari.com, H-A-R-A-R-Y. If you just Google that, you'll find it. The book is unlockinggreatnessbook.com, or if you go to Amazon, just type in Unlocking Greatness or my name, you'll find it. And then I've got a podcast. I got the whole deal.
Where can they find your podcast?
On iTunes and any other podcast server. It's Unlocking Greatness. Same name of the book is the podcast.
Okay.
And we take every week, we take one little bit and we expound on it. So it really takes the book to the next level.
Oh, wonderful. You do it every week.
Every week.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in
Thanks
studio
for
today.
Me.
It's
really
great meeting
it.
You. Great to have you. I always love when I can get my guests in studio. It makes for such an excellent conversation. And thank you, my tribe, for tuning in on the Facebook live stream and on talkradio.nyc. I really appreciate you so much. Denise is Charlie Harari, H-A-R-A-R-Y. She likes you.
Thank you, Denise.
And I also, although we are ending this show, I am doing a special broadcast immediately afterwards. I am going to stop the Facebook live stream, and then we're going to restart it again, and we're going to be talking with the founder of the Awaken Fair. And as I said at the top of the show, please come out to the Awaken Fair this Sunday, April 22nd in Tarrytown. I will be speaking on how to use podcasting to build your brand and your business with my good friend Lydia Belton, who is a PR specialist, who will talk all about the PR side of things. I believe our talk is about 11:45, and we'll be going for about an hour. It'll be a lot of questions and answers as well. The Awaken Fair, it's a great fair. It's been around for years. I hope you come out and join us. Thank you all. I love you, my tribe. If there's anyone I missed on the Facebook live stream, I apologize. But please stay with us on talkradio.nyc. And our regular show, of course, is always next week. But I'll be back in like 3.5 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Thank you all. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the media needs of the wellness community. As an expert myself for major mainstream media, radio, TV, and print magazines, I now help you book interviews for broadcast radio, podcast, television, and IPTV, as well as many, many magazines. Reach me, 212-920-1603.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV?
then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.